Debbie and Josh.
Well, it's another week in the books, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, I got to turn your mic back on.
Well, how good has this week been then? He hates me.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I came in today and thought, oh, gee, she's a lot. No, not at all.
No, you definitely did.
I've got to get through
But
today.
He pushed through. He pushed through, and you know, well done to you.
It's just too much today. It's too much. No, I loved it. Loved every minute of it.
He didn't. That's fine, but we're pushing on through.
Had a great day. We had a great show too.
Because we had Big Billy Brownless.
Yeah, that was good.
The Bell Star.
So nice of him to give
his time. Yeah. Exactly.
He's a busy guy. And everyone would want a piece of Bill too.
That's the thing, everyone wants him because he's going to be the big thing, potentially.
Potentially, indeed. What about the Smoko thing? So just looking at the footage now, it's like there's people are chopping up salami.
Like, how busy are you?
You're spewing if you're running late.
Do you know what? What if your house, you've got one day left of your house getting built, and they've decided, no, I'm Smoko-ing it up and going to just sit in the curb.
Yeah. And then they packed it up straight after. That's good. Good on them. Hey, good game with top 500. You got an interesting taste in music, that's for sure.
My comparison.
We'll find out
someone.
More about that.
Isaac Turner was on the show.
Yeah.
Great caller with someone's party trick.
There's heaps going on.
Busy, busy, busy.
You can listen to it all right now.
Can't wait to see you next week.
See ya. Herbie, they have released the top 500 songs of all time, and this is done by Rolling Stone.
That is a big list. Like, that's a lot of pressure of the person who put that together because there is so many songs.
And especially in that office where you think, geez, that's a big debate going on because they're all music nerds, you'd imagine.
100%. And they'd all have their genre that they prefer.
That they like, exactly right. So what I'm going to do is, because you've had a look at the list.
I just know the number one. I remember seeing it, that Aretha Franklin Respect.
Correct. Number one.
Number one.
Yep.
But that's all. I think I just went to number one.
Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I've got a few songs. I've got the artist name and the song that made it onto the list.
Oh, okay.
What I've done, though, to make it a little bit harder is reverse the audio. So we'll give you a little bit. So first we'll go the artist in reverse.
And so is this number two now?
No, it's just on
just
the
random
list.
Ones on the list.
Because I knew you read it, so I didn't want to.
Okay.
And also, I don't know if you'd know. Do you know who Public Enemy is?
Not
exactly.
Really.
Yeah. All right.
Are they number two?
Yeah, number two. We fight the power. All right. First artist. Here we go.
Snorl.
Any ideas? The youngest person on the list by far. In the top 30 anyway.
One more time.
Snorl.
I'm going to go with the song here.
Yeah, please. Oh, I know what it is.
Of course you do.
Lord Royals.
Number 30 on the list.
Yes.
It's very easy once I reverse the song. I'll give you that.
Okay.
So it's definitely harder to get the artist when the name's reversed.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Neil.
What? How old are we reckon?
Older.
Group?
They're a group, yep.
Neil.
In Excess.
That's always your go-to, isn't it?
Is it Queen?
Yeah.
Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah.
Queen, yeah, well done.
Queen.
Let's see how you go with this one.
Eli, ease him.
Two names.
It is.
Eli, ease him.
I don't think you're going to get it.
This is like Pig Latin, isn't it? No, that switches it around.
Yeah, this is just reversed. here's the song.
She needs your money. Well, I meet Jamie Foxx, Kanye West.
That's right.
Gold digger.
Great tune. All right, last one. This is going to be the hardest.
That's a great banger.
Yeah, that was further down the list. His top one was Runaway.
Really?
That's
not bad. That's not bad.
That's a great song. All right, here we go. This is the hardest by far.
Okay. Let me try. I tried to reverse the reverse.
Yeah. You didn't.
Stan Walker.
You reckon Stan Walker? And as much as I love the guy because he's so lovely, he's in the top 500 songs of all time.
Maybe not.
That is an insult to this artist, that's for sure.
Symphony? I'm not even going to get it.
Are you going to get it when we play it the right way?
Just for one day.
What's his name? David Bowie.
It is David Bowie. Well done.
Stan Walker.
Get out of my life.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Well, Herbie, we are launching, or we want a big thing here in Geelong. There's been some great suggestions, and one of those suggestions is the great man himself, Billy Brownless. He joins us now. Good afternoon, Billy.
G'day, Josh and Herb. How are we?
We're good. How does it feel, Bill, to know that people want a big bill around town?
I don't think they do, to be honest. And I am quite big. I don't know if you've seen me, but I am quite big anyway since I finished playing footy. So I already am a big bill, I reckon.
But they want a bigger one, you know, where we can see you from basically you driving down the hill at Leopold, you see the stadium lights, and then next to it, there's a big Billy Brownless.
No. That would put people off. It would cause accidents and things like that. So, no, I don't think they really do. But I tell you what, you should have a big cat or something. You know? I was just thinking about that with the cats. Of course, have a nice, ferocious, big cat, which would line up along the big pineapple and everything else. Mm.
I do like the idea of something related to Geelong, because we actually have ruffled some feathers. We've got Lingy, who joins the breakfast show here at K-Rock, and he's actually not happy that he wasn't the suggestion and that your name got thrown up.
Well, they'd think it was Ronald McDonald, to be honest. Fair income if we had a bloody big Lingy. Geez, that would scare the kids. Imagine the kids going off to school and they saw that. They would get scared with that. Let's have a look at that.
At least it might drive the house prices down. We might be able to snare one, Bill, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're all bloody dear at the minute. So, no, and Lingy probably, well, he is a premiership captain. And But, no, I don't think a big Bill or a big Lingy would work, but certainly a big pussy cat or a big cat or something, you know.
Where would you put it?
Drive through. Well, you'd have to, as I said, because you can see the lights, they stand out. I don't know if it would be as big as a light. Geez, it would be a big bloody cat. But I suppose it would have to be at the ground somewhere. Or when you come into Geelong, you know, there, you're entering cat country or something and have the big cat.
You know,
not bad.
People have thrown up the Ford because you know how we invented the ute here and the Hills hoist. Would you get behind any of those, or it's just purely a cat for you?
No, I do like the Hills. The Hills hoist was invented in Geelong, but mate, a bit boring. But maybe the Ford, a big Ford or something, because obviously Ford factory's been here a long, long time. A lot of people have worked at. They don't call it Ford; they call it Fords. A lot of people have worked at Ford, so I do like that, the big Ford, but I just think a big cat or something like that,
Maybe a big Ford in the Geelong colours.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that too. Yeah, exactly. So, but not a big Linger. That would work.
Billy, just while we've got you, what with the cats has obviously been, you know, it's been, are you feeling okay now? Have you sort of managed to get over it with the week off? Or?
Well, one good thing is it's put it out of our misery because, we were all thought we were a chance there for a while. And they're not, to be honest, they were very banged up. I know the club aren't going to say much, but they did have a couple of injuries, I reckon, even leading into the week prelim. And then they had that bit of gastro doing the rounds. And plus, they did have Dangerfield wasn't right and Joel. Mm. So they did have, look, they were banged up. There's no excuses. They'll build it by a far better Melbourne side. So to be honest, they put us out of our misery and we can don't have to worry for these 2 weeks. You just go along and don't even think about it anymore. And good luck to Melbourne, of course, and good luck to the Dogs. But we're out of our misery, so we're okay. Yeah,
who are you backing then?
I think Melbourne. I thought how good were they the other night?
Ooh,
as poor as the Cats were, Melbourne was sensational. So, but then you watch the next night, and buddy, the Dogs are unbelievable too. So, which means it should be a really good grand final, which would be great. Yeah,
let's hope so. Well, Billy Brownless, we really appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, but thanks. And so you cast as your vote for a big cat.
A big cat, yes, and you're entering cat territory or something like that, but certainly not a big Linger, Christ. Okay.
He's ruled out. Thank you so much, Billy.
Righto, good on you guys.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. on K-Rock 955.
Never been to one, Josh, but going off the movies and from what I've heard, state fairs over in the States are a big deal.
Well, they've got bigger budgets, don't they? That's the thing. There's money coming in everywhere from the States.
They look fun.
They do.
I mean, look at how many movies have come from them. Like, I don't know why my mind straight goes to Charlotte's Web when they take the little piggy off to state fairs, you know?
Oh, there you go.
But it's there because they do that over there. You know, they're doing a lot. And when I mean a lot, I mean a lot. Because I'm guessing Minnesota's up there with probably one of the biggest state fairs.
Okay.
I say this because they're doing an event which I reckon I can guarantee you that no one else in the world is doing.
All right. Like what?
So they have a pageant, which most state fairs do.
Yeah, of course.
So American, you know? Got our pageant.
Yeah.
And weird. What they do with their young dairy pageant finalists is it's bloody brilliant.
What do they do?
So there is a lady named Linda Christensen.
Yeah.
She's a sculptor.
Sculptor, yeah.
Yep. And
so she's not the actual sculptor?
No, she's a sculptor. Correct. So what she does is the finalists on stage and then in front of a live audience, one by one, she will chisel them out of butter.
Oh, wow. That's different.
It's great. I mean, you've heard of photos, paintings, send them as a gift. What about a big Josh butter?
You know the good thing about it as well is it's a temporary thing. You know, like you don't have to take, you can take that home and it's useful.
Yeah.
And it's not like a present you get given, you're like, oh God, where am I going to put this?
And it's bloody useful because you're getting 40 kilos worth
that's
of butter.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a big sculpture.
That's feeding a family for a while.
It's an absolute talent and a half.
Isn't it? Imagine, where did you go, you know what, I want to work with butter. You know, clay's overrated for me, marble a bit too hard.
Sand. Not for me.
Let's go with butter.
I'm going butter.
I love that. That's great.
It's got to be a lady who loves her butter. Because it honestly, they look spot on. And the pageant girls are so excited. They're sitting there with their smile going, get all my pearly whites in it.
What a trick.
And she's doing it. So, Josh, you're correct. It is a party trick, I'd say.
Yeah.
Imagine bringing that out at a party. Like, you go to hand out the food and there's a bit of butter on there. And she goes, look what I can do with this.
Yeah, yeah. Bang. You walk in the big centerpiece, piece of butter.
Stuff one of those icicle fountains.
Get your bread. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Dig in.
You get the little cubes
when you go
to a restaurant. Yeah. Look what Linda's doing.
Well, it's a flower.
Of course
it is. Done that? Yeah.
It's origami. It's butter.
52232955. What's your party trick?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got one? I've got nothing. I can't offer a thing.
Well, I mentioned it before that I turned an Allen snake into 33 centimetres.
That's a bit of a trick.
Which was good. I can do this noise with my top.
That's pretty good.
It's my tongue on my top lip.
I can't do that. I can do that.
Similar, yeah, but.
Yeah, not really. Yours is a lot better.
I mean, they're not wowing anyone. Like, that's not a butter sculpture, is it?
No, it's not. And if you pulled that out, they'd be like, oh, geez. Okay, next person. 52232955. What's your party trick? What's your just like, you know, wow, that impresses people. We'd love to hear from you.
We want to know on 52232955, what is your party trick? Because I am amazed at what this lady can do. Over in Minnesota at a state fair, she carves the finalists from the pageant out of butter.
Isn't that incredible?
It's a talent. It is so good.
Jeez, you'd have to be wearing gloves for that one.
And you'd need right temperature, wouldn't you?
Well, that's right. You'd have to have it when, you know, those big solid blocks that you get and you're like, oh, God, can't spread my toast. Can't spread this on my toast.
Yeah,
that's the sort of
that's
gear
what
you're
you need.
For.
We've got Rhiannon from East Geelong. What's your party trick?
I can write fluently in reverse. So when you hold it up to a mirror, you could read it, like, properly from left to right.
What? So when you say fluently, could you bang out a sentence pretty quickly?
Yeah, and I started with my name because I'm like, oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
And I just... like in high school, I'm just like, you know, and then I went to my full name and then I went, you know, hi, my name is, and I can just sort of do it now.
I'm trying to do it right now. That is no. That's crazy.
So how much can you do? Is it legible as well?
Oh, yeah. No, it just looks exactly like my handwriting, but sort of backwards. So it's got the slope reversed and everything.
Yeah. So you said you did it at high school.
Yeah.
What, weren't doing a lot else or...?
I don't know. I think I might have blanked out a bit in
Ireland. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Kirby, I know you're excited.
I am. I love the man.
He's back in for one more time probably this year. Isaac Turner, the Geelong Cats superstar.
Yeah, that is
Don't say that.
I'll be back.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll just work you into the show anyway. So, Isaac, tell us NBL 1. What's the deal? Is it done? Have they finally put a line through it? What's happening?
Yep. Yeah, so recently they finally put a pin in it. So, meaning there won't be any grand finals played, no more games played. Mm. You know, with the amount of games that we played, there's not really we're not really able to sort of crown a winner. So, yeah. It's kind of just...
Who was on top?
Done, undone. I want to say it was either Northwest Tasmania... Or yeah. Frankston. So, yeah.
Well,
so how far through the season did you get? What like how many games were did you need to get?
I think
to
generally
play?
Before like playoffs, before grand finals and finals, you played somewhere around 22 games. I want to say.
Mm.
So I think we got somewhere around 14 to 16 games in.
Oh yeah, right.
So yeah,
you got some
one.
In. I mean, yeah, let's think of the positives. In. You got a few in.
We got some games in, and
you were hooping.
I think we were in form to win it. I'd like to think so.
You definitely were.
I was ready to go. So,
jeez, we really should have gone when we said we kept saying we'll come.
We'll come. Yeah. Yeah, we'll come.
Honestly, I looked for you guys pretty much every game. But,
isn't that a life lesson now throughout COVID? Like, just when you get the opportunity now, go,
to go and do
just
something.
Go.
Don't put it off. Yeah. That's a good. It is. That's very true.
So, what's the plan for you then? What going forward? What are you hoping?
Yes, I mean hoping. Like, you know, I'm still technically working with Geelong, so, you know, that's sort of the main priority once everything opens back up. But, you know, obviously I'd like to be playing as much basketball as possible, so just kind of stay ready and see if any opportunities come about. So
perfect.
Cool. See what happens.
But you're obviously contracted here next year as well,
so
which
I'm
is great news.
Locked in, so, yeah, pretty much.
You are nearly just dusting. Running the office at the moment.
Exactly. I'm gunning for Mark Neild's job.
See,
look out, man.
Couple of big dogs. Just a little sidebar.
Yep.
Do you follow the AFL at all?
Loosely, I would say.
Have
would
you got a team That's out a no. of the D's and Melbs that you're thinking is going to get the flag?
Do you know which ones they are?
Yeah, I know that. I mean, so the Demons,
Yeah.
Probably going to rock with them.
Okay. Yeah. Love that for you.
Even though I'm a Geelong boy at heart.
Yeah. Well, we're all shattered that's when they it. Went out. But that's okay. It. You got to jump on the bandwagon sometimes.
Hey, we are doing a campaign for a big thing as well around Geelong and the Surf Coast. Like, you know how there's like...
Big Banana, Big Mango.
Yeah, yeah. You would have seen some of them.
So what's your...
Well,
there's a few items up. There's the big Ford, because obviously Ford factory, so a big ute. Mm. There's a big Hills Hoist, which is a clothesline.
Ooh.
A lot of people know it from Goon of Fortune.
What would you like to see? You're like a Geelong local now.
Maybe like a giant, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. I was going to say something stupid, but.
Okay. No idea.
I like
a bad
the giant
idea.
Ford.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Good job. Good job. Well done. Hey, we also have got you in here for the 3-pointer. You go head to head with
Let's
Herbie.
Do it.
I guess you won last time.
No.
Yeah, I definitely won.
I think so.
No, I definitely did win. Remember?
You haven't won a lot of games here.
Josh, this is actually...
I don't think I recall that.
I do recall. It was a clean sweep, and you were shocked at how good I was.
I think there's just too much. You know, we can't decide unless we can go back and get definitive.
Yeah. I think that footage was deleted as well.
Clean slate. We're going to go head-to-head next. Herbie taking on Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Herbie and Josh's.
Our three wins the series.
Three-pointer.
He got the shot off. Oh, my God!
Geelong Supercat superstar, Isaac Turner.
I really enjoy playing with you guys.
All right, we're back. It's been a bit of a delay between games.
We're back and better and ready.
Sort of like the NBL one season. We've had to put it off. All right, Isaac, you know
She's
how this
cool.
works.
She's freaking me out over there.
Dude, you don't even have to work with her. I've got to deal with this all day.
She's waiting for me to make eye contact because it's not going to look.
Look at me.
Alrighty, so I'll read it out a category. I'll give you a letter. You've just got to blurt out the answer as quickly as possible. It is first to 3 points, the three-pointer. Alrighty, are we ready?
Yeah, yeah, ask a question. Go.
Do you need some water as well?
No, all good.
Good, because we don't have any for you, unfortunately. So. Alrighty, do you want to practice one? You're right.
Nope, straight good. Into it.
Okay,
let's do this.
Okay, he's confident. Here we go. Things you do every day, starting with W.
Wake up.
I definitely got in there.
I'm going to give it to Herbie.
Oh, what? We both said it at the same time.
No, I got in there.
I think she was
You wash every day?
I hope so.
That's debatable.
Well, you can wash anything as well.
You wake up every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Maybe I should give it to you. No, I'm joking. ways to kill time, starting with S.
Sleep.
Far
I'll give that. That was very quick too.
Do you know why? Because you do it a lot, don't you? Yeah. That's why he's never actually answering us.
Sleep, wake up. You've really got something on your mind.
Yeah, what's going on?
For sure. All right, one apiece. Things you would buy for kids, starting with B.
Ball.
Basketball.
Well, that's ball to Isaac, I think.
I went the longer version of the ball.
It is. Pressure on here.
Okay,
here we go.
Support my way would be good, Josh.
I'm not picking sides at all. I gave you the first point.
Oh,
here we go. Spicy foods, starting with C.
Curry.
I'm going to give that to Isaac. I don't even know what you said. Well done. Congratulations, Isaac Turner. He came back. He was against himself for a little while. There we go. And now we know who won last.
Is that two in a row?
It is not two in a row. Congratulations, Isaac.
Seven in a row for my...
Yeah, I think it's seven.
Oh, the boys' club continues.
Good stuff.
Oh, it's always a boys' club.
Is that a tear? Tear just
please spare me. Over you? Never.
Red as a tomato at the moment with anger. Okay. Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So
Josh
happy.
And K-Rock. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Lovely.
Lovely. You know, it's
lovely, right?
Best of both worlds. I actually do love a bit of rain, especially at night when you're sleeping.
Oh, rain's on the roof. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we all do. Oh, we all do.
You say it all the time.
Right now, yeah. That's what you have to respond to the topic that I throw at you. We'll see where you sit, okay. See how you're going. Okay, here we go.
Is that okay?
Married at first sight.
Yeah, nah, it's lost me. Mm. Don't get me wrong. When it first started, I was hooked. Now it's
that
just...
That first cheating scandal, I reckon.
Yeah.
That was a big episode.
It's just trash now. Honestly, it is so bad.
If you're signing up, you know what you... Well, they're contacted too, so they know that what they're getting in for.
There's influencers supposedly being contacted now. Like, do you either want to get married or are you there for fame? Because everyone knows what you're there for and it ain't getting married.
They're for fame for sure. Anyway, so they've sort of leaked the new cast. Four of them, at least four of the contestants that were going to be on there.
And this is the thing. Why are they leaking? Like... What show is this?
Mm.
You know? Oh, gosh.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, I sort of lost touch. But then you get hooked in by a juicy bit and you're like, oh, cool.
The ads do get you.
They do, don't they? Using different passwords.
I don't know what I should say nah, yeah. So then if anyone's listening won't hack me. Definitely no.
No, I'm the same. I think I've got the same password for everything.
It's too... And my old job, gosh, they used to change the password every month. You had to update it. And I was like, hang on a second.
Oh, isn't that annoying?
And they're already long enough because you're part of a big company where you've got to have this different high, uppercase, lowercase, number, special symbol. And then you want me to change every 4 weeks? Like, I can't remember that.
I used to just add a number on
Hate to work at the company for 40 years. Yeah. Like, imagine the password then.
Anyway, Microsoft getting rid of passwords, essentially. So if you can use your thumbprint or your face recognition, that you won't need passwords anymore, they reckon.
I must say, the most annoying thing owning an iPhone at the moment and wearing a mask is that it doesn't know the face recognition. I'm like, I have to put in my code.
That's right. You've got to take it down, don't you? Oh, God, that's funny. Last one, having a lunch break.
I love lunch break. I just love food. So knowing that I've got a break coming up to eat, get in my belly.
No, and for you, it's multiple, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 10:30, Hez. We just got in.
Snack time, you know? Smoker.
So you would have seen the protests going around country at the moment. Construction workers not happy about...
Close to home.
That's one of the things that they're obviously upset about, which is obviously that you can't use the tea rooms or whatever it is on site. And
yeah.
So I do agree you've got to have somewhere to sit
to eat. It's a hard one. Like, I'm not in the construction industry, so hard to say, but I guess everyone's made sacrifices here and there. And
it's an interesting one, but they set up the tables and chairs on the road. Jeez, you'd be fuming as well because I wouldn't say anything. I would just like, you'd see them there. I'm like, God, how long are they?
All in their fluoros too.
You know, I'd just be intimidated. You know, just like, can you guys move? No, they wouldn't even hear me.
All with their Chico rolls in hair. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Good afternoon,
Chandra. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you going?
Doing well.
It's Friday. It's
It's Friday, I should say.
Yeah.
We're amped. We're ready to go. We're ready for a quiz.
Pumped.
You know?
Big week. Always is. Always is.
Jeez, it flew. Did it fly for anything else?
Yeah, it went pretty quick for me.
Mm.
Yep, I'm on board that.
It was just like all of a sudden, I was like, oh.
Or just the fact that it's like halfway through September. It's just crazy.
Oh, no.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting into that chat now. Jeez, the year's going quick.
Time flies. All right, guys, are you ready for the quiz?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
Kicking
go.
It off with how many local cases in Victoria today?
Josh, I'm going to say 534.
No.
Oh.
540. 28.
28?
528.
All right. No, it's 510 today.
Oh, so we've gone down at least.
We've gone down a little bit. Yeah.
There's only like 126 are linked, isn't it? And then the rest are mystery cases.
How does that...
I think it's hard to... Anyway, we'll move on.
Mm. All right. Next question. Which regional town is in lockdown at the moment?
Josh.
Timmy.
Oh. Ballarat.
Yes, correct.
7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of Craig David, 7 days. Monday, looking for a ride on Tuesday. You know that one?
Want to get it out by Wednesday.
No, okay, moving on. Who sings that song?
Craig David.
Maybe keep it that way. All right, next question. Speaking of music, what major music awards this week announced they're scrapping gendered categories?
Josh, I'm just going to say VMAs.
No. It was Australian Awards. It was, is it the Arias?
Yes, it's the Arias.
Yeah, Arias.
There you go.
I thought you were just going to say.
No, that's good. Good job.
I kind of like it because then you're just up against everyone. If that's you're the greatest musician, you're the greatest musician. Doesn't matter if you gender at all.
Absolutely.
We'll make it shorter too, which is a lot better.
You'd hope so. Probably four runners up.
Who cares about the Arias, to be honest?
This one's also a big event. So who wore an all-black body sleeve at the Met?
Yeah. Heavy. Who wore?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Correct.
Well done.
Well done.
Or was it, you know? Who was under there?
Who was it? I don't know if it was Kim.
Actually, good move.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be there, but I can pretend to be there.
Send someone who looks like me.
All right, we'll wrap it up with one more.
Yeah, wrapping it up with US President Joe Biden forgot our Prime Minister's name momentarily. What did he call him?
Josh. It's the fellow down under.
Correct.
No worries, that's a win.
Yeah, it is a win. Scott Morrison this morning on the Today was saying, no, he knows my name.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Jeez, politics over there, they haven't had great options, have they, for a while? Oh, no, Barack, well, I don't know.
Maybe they have that, you know, close connection where he's like, oh, that fellow down under, you know.
Oh, they're that close.
I don't know. I think he's, slow Joe. Anyway.
Who knows?
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It's about that time of the week where we're just going to jump in the shower.
Rinse off.
It's been a big week too.
Yeah.
It's blown, it's been busy, got sweaty.
That's it. A lot of sweat. Clean yourselves right now. I did have a shower thought the other day. Probably more relates to you, and I reckon this is one that might have crossed your mind because you've got little Georgie.
Yeah.
Babies are the most expensive thing you get for free.
Yeah, they are.
So expensive.
It's just constant money.
They say it's a joy.
I don't know. I haven't looked at my bank account. Cat just takes care of everything. But everything new keeps coming. I'll tell you that much.
And not just for Georgie.
No. So obviously, you know, we think of shower thoughts. So let's think about this. And you think about like, well, you just think about that's what you did in the shower. What about before showers? Like, what did they call it? Are they saying that it's a waterfall thought? Where they just go on, you know.
A cave thought?
Yeah, that's it.
What thought was it?
That's it. It was just a thought, wasn't it?
Do you know what? That's bloody annoying because that's going to keep me up at night, that one. Because your brain will just keep on going and ticking along.
What were they doing?
And we're never going to know.
Like, did they come up with, like, hey, how do we start a fire? Was it under the waterfall? Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, it's an annoying one. This week I was actually thinking about my best friend from grade one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not friends with her anymore. If I saw her, I would say hi, Gabby Bull. But then I was thinking about it going, she probably thinks about me at some stage because we were each other's best friends.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look back.
Because everyone thinks about you.
Well, no. Can I ever just say something? I'm never going to think about you once you're out of my life.
Oh, please.
That's it.
But no, I'll be thinking more about you, according by your thoughts. That's just, anyone that's ever met me has thought about
He's
me.
He's my best friend.
Well, we don't talk to anymore. This is not that great. Oh, God. Kung Fu Panda, great movie. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah, Jack
We watched
Black.
It the other day. But everyone was so concerned about him being the dragon warrior because he was fat, slow, unhealthy. But the previous dragon warrior was a tortoise. So there's no issue with his speed then, was there? As soon as the bandit comes in.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, big.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Albert Einstein. One of the greatest scientists of all time.
That's right.
I don't know too much about him.
Do you know where he's from?
No.
Germany.
Is he? Yeah. Hello. Hello, Albert.
I don't think it sounds like that, but anyway.
It does. Ah. Yeah. Anywho, he's known for a lot of things.
Yep.
E equals MC squared.
Correct.
Other science stuff that I haven't delved into.
Great physicist.
Yes. But also his hair. His frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Like, you, as soon as, like, I used to have frizzy hair as a girl because I've got naturally curly hair, and if I ever brushed it, my brothers would say, oh, you look like Albert Einstein.
That's true. Because, like, people would do it for Halloween, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because it's very, you know.
It's like you've been electrocuted a little bit. And there is a girl over in the UK at the moment who has the exact same hair as Albert Einstein. And I can say the exact same hair because you might have thought it was just the hair on his head.
Yeah.
Turns out he actually had a condition. And it's the same as this six-year-old girl in the UK. It is just a little hair condition, which is called untamable.
No way. Yep. That's not real.
It's real.
Untamable hair is the condition. Jeez, I really struggle with that.
Untamable, some people call it the uncombable.
Yeah, right. So it's same, literally same. Like a way your hair just can't be manipulated, I suppose.
Exactly. And it affects around 100 people at the same time in worldwide.
Right.
So very, very rare.
All right. So only 100 people right now would have it.
Have it across the world.
Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jeez, that's insane.
And so the parents have taken it to the media because their daughter has received a bit of bullying about it.
That's not fun.
And even comments to the parents have been made, like, can't you tame your kid's hair? When it's like, it's cute curly hair. I've showed you photos.
I thought she was super cute.
She looks gorgeous, little Florence. And so it did get me looking into those weird conditions because this one's just an odd one for me.
Yeah.
Turns out there's some others out there. You may have seen this one in the media because there's been a few TikToks that have gone viral. The foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah, so like when people have like go into comas and then they come out and they start speaking like it's they've got an accent or
legit.
Something. Or like even another language.
100%.
That's insane.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah.
There's the alien hand syndrome. So this condition involves uncontrollable hand or limb movements. So one hand will go to do something like cut the cake and then the other hand will slap it away.
No.
It's an actual thing.
So what, it's like a mind of its own, essentially.
100%. And it happens again. Holy. Something happens neurological.
Holy moly.
Imagine that.
Jeez, that's a task. You just want to get a glass of water. You're sitting there all day.
But then there's this one, and I really had to look in to see if this is actually a thing, because I thought it was more of an excuse.
Yeah.
So if you do have a couple of too many tinnies the next day, you could be feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, that's right.
But there is an actual syndrome called autobrewery syndrome. Mm. And so people experience the intoxication and hangover without actually drinking at all. So instead, they've ingested alcohol through gut fermentation.
So if they eat like carbohydrates or something like that.
Exactly. Imagine getting pulled over by RBT.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
And them saying, well, how many drinks have you had? And it's like, no, just two rolls and a bowl of pasta. It's just the carbs.
And just, God, that's insane, isn't it?
I kind of wouldn't mind that, though. Like, I eat my carbs a lot.
Yeah. So you're saying you've got a problem?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. All right. You're taking it wrong.
Okay. So no, you're going to eat responsibly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Me and Josh, okay.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.